This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to this week's show. Ahead, we will feature two players taking part in this month's CHL BMO Top Prospects game in Calgary. WHLers Connor Bleakley of the Red Deer Rebels and Chase Delio of the Portland Winterhawks. Calgary set to host the big game January 15th. And we'll update two international tournaments featuring WHL players, the World Juniors continuing in Sweden and the World Under-17 Challenge in Nova Scotia. All Red Deer Rebels top prospect Connor Bleakley will lead the WHL charge at the upcoming BMO Top Prospects game in Calgary. Connor, first of all, before we talk about the big game ahead, hey, the Rebels have caught some fire here. You guys are playing some good hockey and making a playoff push here again.
Yeah, for sure. We've been able to string a few wins together here, and things are kind of starting to turn around and just trying to move back up in the standings, and it's real tight here, but, you know, hopefully we can just keep going.
You lost some talent for the World Juniors, but all in all, you've been able to keep that team together and push forward here.
Yeah, for sure. You know, with a couple key guys out with the U-17 and then Dom being in at the World Juniors. But, it'll just be good once we get those guys back that they're only going to add to the lineup and we'll only be better.
Now, I've watched your season here, 45 points in 38 games as we talk here heading into the weekend. It just seems that you've gotten better as the season has gone on here. Do you feel that? Is that reflected in your play at all?
I came into this season, a lot more confident. You know, this year Brent's really given me a lot of opportunity, and, the points are coming a lot more for me this year, more than last year for sure. But, the biggest thing is the team's starting to do well now, and when the team's doing well, then, the individuals will flourish.
Now, Connor, this game just south of Red Deer, it'll feel like a home game of sorts there for the top prospects game coming up in Calgary. Have you been thinking about it much? Has it been something that you've been either nervous about or excited about? Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, I think excited is the biggest thing. You know, it's something that I've been looking forward to all season, and something that was a goal of mine to play in the game. And, you know, now that it's finally here, it's real exciting, and it's going to be, just it being in Calgary just makes it that much more special because, like you said, it is like a home game for me.
And you'll do it with a teammate as well. Hayden Fleury on the back end will join you. That's got to be special too.
Yeah, for sure. You know, Hayden and I have kind of been going through this whole draft process and draft year together, and it's just nice that we can both go down there together.
You're a bigger guy, power forward type of player. What do you want to show in Calgary at the BMO Top Prospects game?
I'm just exactly that. I think I just want to go in there and not try to do too much, but just play my strong two-way game and take care of my own end. And if I do get the chance to put the puck in the net or pass the puck off and let my line mates score. But it's going to be a fun game, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Connor, there's always some fun with the skills competition that goes before. Any event you want to try your hand at, you think you might have an edge on this year?
I've been thinking about that a little bit. You know, we kind of joke around about that. I think, I just don't want to make myself look bad in anything. I think the best one for me would probably be the accuracy shooting or something like that.
Good stuff. Hey, we look forward to this game. Congratulations on your season here so far, and hope you can keep it going there with the Red Deer Rebels. Thanks again here, Connor. Good luck.
Thank you.
The BMO CHL NHL Top Prospects game is coming to the Scotiabank Saddledome January 15th. Coached by former Flames captain Jim Poplinski and assistant captain Tim Hunter, the top 40 eligible players in the CHL will compete in front of NHL GMs, scouts, and fans in an attempt to establish their rankings in the 2014 NHL Entry Draft. Tickets at bmotopprospects.ca or call 403-777-4646. The BMO CHL NHL Top Prospects game. Come see the stars of tomorrow today.
Chase Delio, an A prospect, according to Central Scouting here, that just came out with their recent rankings. Chase, you've played in Portland, got a lot of exposure the last couple of years. How's it all come together for you?
Right, yeah, I've been lucky enough to have been drafted there, obviously, and just play with the high caliber guys that we had, obviously, last year with Jonesy. It's just unbelievable. I've been very fortunate to have been along guys like Johansson, Ian Ryder, and the Barchies and all those guys. So I feel like that's really helped me grow, and on and off the ice, really, just those guys, just their they're such professionals on and off the ice, and so I've been pretty lucky just to learn from them and kind of sit back and take some notes along the way.
And let's not overlook your line mates as well, Oliver Bjorkstrand and Taylor Lehrer. You guys have had some success together.
Right, for sure. And in the last couple of years, obviously playing with those two guys, it just really started to click at the end of last year towards the playoffs and the Memorial Cup. So I'm lucky enough to come back this year and be back with those guys. And we're really close on and off the ice, and I think that helps our chemistry on the ice.
You want to help Portland win, and the draft, though, I'm sure is in the back of your mind. What are some of the things you're being told about the draft, about your game, or what scouts are looking for out of you this year?
Right, yeah. I try not to focus on the draft at all. I know it's obviously hard because you see it and you hear hear about it all the time. So obviously it's a little in the back of your head a little bit, but I just try to focus on every game and just try to do whatever I can. And as long as Portland's winning and I can do whatever I can, just do a little things to help that. That's all I care about, and I'm sure good things will come from that. And I think team success will lead to personal success.
Let's talk about your start in hockey. You're one of four Californians on the team. You're one of 10 Americans on the Winterhawks this season. Tell me your introduction to the game.
Right, yeah, I think like most California kids, started off playing roller hockey. I started off with goalie, and then luckily I got out of that pretty quickly and switched to forward, thank God. But yeah, so I think it just started off a local roller hockey rink by the house, and then that just transitioned into club ice hockey.
When are you going to really start to think about the draft? Is that an after the season thing for you when you start to get into it? You know, you're being mentioned among the top WHL draft eligible players and amongst North America too. So when do you start to really take a look at that?
Right, for sure. I'm not sure yet about that. I haven't really thought too much about that. I'm just kind of focusing on this year and hoping to get back exactly where we were last year, but one game closer to winning the Mem Cup, obviously. Hopefully we get there again. I know we have a lot of good matchups this year again in the WHL. So, yeah, I'm just looking forward to what the rest of the season has to come for us, and hopefully I can do whatever it takes to help the Hawks get to the championships again and think about the draft when the time comes.
Jeez, appreciate your time here on WHL This Week.
Thank you very much for having me.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chenault Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
While the WHL continues to have players away representing their countries, 16 WHLers are at the World Junior Hockey Championships, continuing in Malmo, Sweden. The feature game in the round robin saw Canada take on the USA in a New Year's Eve battle for first place in Group A. WHLers Curtis Lazar of the Edmonton Oil Kings and Nick Petan from the Portland Winterhawks scored big goals to lead Canada to a 3-2 win over the Americans to stake their claim atop Group A. In that game, Edmonton Oil Kings defenseman Griffin Reinhardt made his tournament debut after sitting out the first three with suspension. Team Canada head coach Brent Sutter said post-game he was a big lift to the team.
Well, he played obviously very well. There's a reason now everyone sees why we were patient through the process with him, you know, sitting out the first three games, and the fact that he can come in and give us huge minutes. You know, he comes from a outstanding program in Edmonton, and they've won, and they know how to win, and he's just a very poised and composed defenseman and knows how to play the game.
At the time of production, Canada and Switzerland were set to meet in the quarterfinals, while the Americans would draw Russia in another quarterfinal matchup. Canadian coach Brent Sutter knows the stakes are now raised.
It's just a one-game showdown then, and so it's like game seven of any series, and you got to be ready for it, and we'll be focused.
We'll have a World Junior Championship wrap-up in next week's show. Meanwhile, at the World Under-17 Challenge in Nova Scotia, WHL 16-year-olds continue to represent Team Pacific and Team West. The two teams actually clashed in the round robin, with Pacific taking WHL bragging rights with a 6-3 win over Team West. Prince Albert Raiders rookie Mateo Gennaro scored twice and added an assist in the win, while Raider teammate Brendan Gooley also scored, as did Lethbridge Hurricane Giorgio Estefan and victorious Tyler Soy, as well Brad Morrison of the Prince George Cougars. Vancouver Giants top prospect Tyler Benson, the first overall pick in the WHL Bantam draft, had the other goal. Team West, though, would go on to rebound with a 3-2 shootout win over previously undefeated Team Sweden in round-robin play. We'll have an Under-17 Challenge full recap in next week's show. And that's this week's show. Happy New Year, everybody, and thanks for listening. I'm John Keane.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.